think so. You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of really?
You know, I think it's ridiculous to use this as theme music for a fishing report.
It is.
But that's part of why I chose it.
It is.
We have to listen to it until we see what it is, because a lot of people won't recognize it yet. That's maybe the worst choice yet.
It's definitely the worst choice.
I'll take that as a challenge to find something worse for next week. I'll see what I can do. I'll bet there's worse out there. So, yeah. I mean, at least, you know, Nana's not so bad. What are you listening to?
I have no idea. Nothing that's working right.
We don't know how our phones operate, so.
You think?
Here we are trying to do a fishing report, and this is what we end up with. Jeez. Okay, well, of course, it's Josh Olive sitting over here with Robert Lukowitz, and we are doing your weekly fishing report. We're calling it a weekly fishing report, even though it has been since May the 5th that we did one, and now it's May the 21st. We intended to do one last week. We really did. It just didn't work out for us and didn't work out for you. But here we are, here to do a fishing report now, here to tell you whatever we happen to know is going on. And, you know, we'll try to stick to a schedule. But you got to understand, we just have other things going on. So this is how it's going to be. Robert?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, bud?
Not bad. How about you?
Not too bad.
Seems like we just did this earlier.
We did. Because today is Saturday, and of course we did the radio waterline show earlier. But that's okay, we're just primed. We're ready to go. Ready to make it happen.
Okay.
Are you ready to make it happen?
Yeah, I am.
So you would like to begin the area fishing report with
sure.
the first spot?
Sure.
And then we'll proceed onwards from there.
Sounds perfect to me.
All right, spot number one, the Peace River. Harbor Heights Park, Sanssouci Trestle, Liverpool, Lettuce Lake, Boat Ramp, Peace River Water Treatment Plant.
Got nothing.
All that intro.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year. It's going to be weird up there.
Okay.
What can you do?
Hey, that saves time for the places where there are fish. How about the Darst Park Boat Ramp 75 Bridges area?
There's been a few snook there. Been a few juvenile tarpon. And a couple of redfish on the northbound side around some of those flats and sawgrass areas.
Okay.
So, it's not bad.
Not bad.
Not great, but it's an option if you want to stay in that upper part of the harbor slash river.
Which, why would you want to do that?
I don't know. Some people, it's convenient for them.
It's close to home. You're not burning so much gas.
Which is very important nowadays.
Yeah. But if you weren't in this area, would you seek it out?
No.
Okay. How about the 41 Bridges and Power Pole Park area?
Let's see. The 41 Bridges are doing okay during the daytime. You know, they've been catching an oddball trout. Still a few whiting, been a few cobia and sharks. But the nighttime has definitely been a lot better. They've been getting some tarpon of assorted sizes, mostly juveniles, and some fairly decent sized snook.
Fairly decent size. What does that mean to you?
30 to 35 inches.
Okay. Yeah, that's decent.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
What are you going to catch those decent snook on?
A couple of guys are throwing that no live bait needed. A few guys are just throwing the big bucktails. Kind of an assortment of stuff. And that's what the tarpon are also hitting too, so. And they have caught a couple cobia off of there, but that has slowed down a lot.
Yeah. Well, the cobia reports have slowed down a lot all over the place.
Yes.
Although I'm still seeing a couple random reports on Facebook where people are saying they went out and caught seven.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not 100% sure that I believe them when they say they caught seven and they have pictures of one. Not that you have to take pictures of every fish you catch, but, you
right.
know, I'm just not sure I believe them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if they were only 22 inches, why would you take a picture? It's kind of like the guys that say they caught 50 snook that day. Do you see a single picture? No.
Not usually, no.
Yeah, exactly. Because all 50 snook barely added up to one legal snook.
All right. How about the Lashley Pier?
A few snapper, a couple of trout, couple of sharks, but definitely a little slower there. If it's close and convenient, it's worth the mental therapy release, but don't anticipate being gangbusters by any stretch.
You know, I was going to use the word gangbusters, and I said, nah, Robert never says that.
Really? No?
But then I didn't type it, and then you said it.
Wow.
Did you read that out of my brain?
Yes, I did. We've been hanging out way too much.
Okay. Is that a you word, or is that a me word?
Yes.
Yeah, but did you often use that word?
I don't often use it, but I have been using it.
Okay. All right. Trying to figure if I pick it up from you or you pick it up from me or what. Okay, the Bayshore Pier, not the Bayshore Piers.
Yeah. Been a couple of small sharks there, one short cobia, and then a few people are seeing snook swimming by, but that's it. I haven't heard of anyone catching any there. When I walked out there with my mother last week, we actually saw two little guys, probably about 20 inches.
That's fun.
The water's beautiful, clear over there, so it's kind of cool. Be able to see some life. Minimal life.
And, of course, that's from the East Pier. The West Pier is still closed. We don't know for how long. All they have said is until further notice.
Yeah, even though it's something they repaired how many years ago?
Well, sometimes it needs to be repaired again.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay, the Salt and Brackish Port Charlotte canals, and including the Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Small snook, some juvenile tarpon, mostly at the mouths of the canals. And that's honestly about it that I've heard anywhere over there. Unless you count manatees coming in and out of the canals. We had a mom and a calf that hung out the other night. Actually, you were there for that.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
I did see some manatees, come to think of it.
Yeah. And gave your wife something to check out, too.
Probably absolutely.
Been a while since she's seen one.
Yeah, it's been a long time since she's seen a manatee.
Last time we were in the marina, I think, a few years back.
Yep. How about El Jobin, the pier and the boat ramp?
El Jobin itself, the pier, is doing pretty good on snook and some juvenile tarpon at night. And then the daytime, it's been a little on the slow side. A few snapper, a couple black drum, mostly on the smaller size, on the black drum, more edible size. And I've heard of a few sugar trout and some cobia.
Keeper cobia?
No, not at all. Yeah, no sharks yet that I've heard of. Everything else that's been, most of the guys fishing at night, though, are doing the snook thing.
Yeah, well, that's mostly what's going on.
Yeah.
So, why would you not do the snook thing?
Exactly. I like fishing off there this time of year for snook.
How about the rest of the Myack River, the cutoff, cattle dock, Tippecanoe, 14-foot hole?
Oh, the cutoff has got a lot of snook in it. There's been a few redfish being caught up inside there. And then over towards Cattle Dock has had a few more redfish than snook. And then throughout that center of the area of the harbor, a few cobia, a couple of sharks, and mostly more Spanish mackerel. And there's still a lot of bait flipping around out there, little bait, you know, the glass minnows, whatever. But the Spanish aren't showing themselves like we talked about this morning. You know, just slow trolling or blind casting seems to be producing more Spanish than anything.
So don't expect to see all that stuff happening at the surface. Don't expect to see a bunch of birds and bait getting slaughtered.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay. Let's go into the South Gulf Cove canals.
Nothing. Got nothing.
Because nobody reported anything?
Nobody reported anything.
Okay.
Cut and paste.
That's what I do.
You know, it's not. I know there's people fishing there, just don't get any reports, or hardly any reports. But it's been that way for years since we've been doing this.
Running on down the west wall, looking at the creeks.
A lot of little snook. Redfish have been doing fairly well at some of the mouths of the creeks and up under the bushes. Guys are catching most of those on crabs. And cut bait on top of the bar. There has been a couple of pompano skipped over there. I didn't hear of anyone catching any. They just saw them. They're seeing a few small cobia and some sharks. of assorted sizes, not catching any of them, but seeing them. And that's about it. A lot more people seeing fish than catching fish over there. And once again, that's just because the water's nice and clear.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
You can see all the way down to the no grass.
Yeah, imagine that.
How about Cape Hayes and Muddy Bay?
A lot of little snook again up inside Muddy Bay and around Cape Hayes along the shoreline. And then out on the bar there, especially on the what I would consider the west side, the Boca Grande side. Spanish mackerel, a few trout, a couple of bluefish, bonnethead sharks, and black tip sharks. So kind of a mixed little gamut over there. But they're definitely liking that deeper drop-off edge. Much, much better.
Which is typical.
Yeah, it is.
Especially for this time of year.
Yeah.
How's the bait situation over there?
A lot of little bait. There's the hatch of pinfish is starting to get over there. There's been some white bait. Most of it's all been on the smaller size. More fry than anything else.
Normal, too.
Yeah.
All right, continuing out towards the intercoastal, we run to Turtle Bay, Gallagher's Cut, and Bull Bay.
A lot of trout scattered inside Turtle and Bull and even out front and wrapping around over there towards Wind Bay area. And then there is a pile of snook inside there. The snook have been scattered up under the bushes mostly. There has been a few bigger fish in there along with some redfish. And the guys who are actually fishing for redfish, throwing either crabs or cut bait, have been picking up the bigger snook that way. And then there's also been a few sharks swimming around in there, mostly bonnet heads, but there has been some bigger sharks that people have been seeing, not really catching them, but seeing them. So I'm guessing that they're small bulls to possibly lemons. Wouldn't surprise me if there's a black tip in there too.
Wouldn't surprise me either. Anybody spotted any tarpon inside?
Nope. Haven't heard of any of the tarpon in there the way they should be, but I think that's a little bit early. I think that usually seems to happen when that water starts to just darken up a little bit.
Well, that's why I asked. Because I know we're almost due.
Good to ask, because I don't always remember. A lot of times I don't remember.
Don't remember what?
Yeah, exactly.
Who am I?
Yes. That too. So far, that's not an issue.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Just give it time, buddy. All right. Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel. That's pretty much all I got, along with a few sharks, I guess I should say. Because a couple guys did get some black tips and black nose and sharp nose sharks.
No cobia?
Nope. Didn't hear of any cobia over there. But that area is always great for the Spanish. So if you got kids or newbies, it's a good place to go and have a good time.
Yeah. Good place to hang out.
Yeah.
Good place to get run over.
Well, that's true, too. Especially the closer you get towards the north end of Cape Hayes and Marker 5.
Yep.
It's a real pleasant area to hang out.
Just always keep watching.
Yeah.
Gasparilla Sound and the Tailing Flats.
A lot of snook. Whole lot of snook. And then quite a few redfish. And if you're drifting more on the open flats there, around the tailing flats, sandfly, the clam lease area, a few Spanish mackerel and a few trout. A couple guys did see some juvenile tarpon up in that basin. Just couldn't get them to chew anything. But that was only one guy, well, him and his buddy, the one day.
So where are we specifically targeting the snook and the redfish? Is it only on the shorelines?
Mostly along the shorelines, but there has been some out there around some of those little oyster patches that are scattered throughout that basin. You know, Bill over at the Inglewood Fishing Club, he always forwards me the fishing reports every few days. And a lot of those guys from up there in the Lemon Bay area have all been fishing around that whole stretch there. It's funny, all those guys will leave over in that Inglewood area to come over there and fish that sound.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got people launching at the Placida Ramp to go fish Lemon Bay.
Yeah. Kind of funny how that works, isn't it?
It is. Speaking of Placida, Placida Pier, Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
Snook. an assortment of sharks, and then they've also been getting a few tarpon through there too.
So how's the snapper fishing over here? Do we have any of those still around?
They've been around, just not real heavy. They've been a little bit better in size, you know, that 11, 13 inch range, but not any good numbers by any stretch.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's going to bump some people out who wanted a fish fry, but that's all right. It's just how it is.
It is. What can you do?
Okay, do I even dare ask, do we have any reports for Lemon Bay?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
I actually got a couple.
Awesome.
They've been catching some snook, especially closer to Stump Pass there, and underneath some of the docks, along with a couple of redfish. And then the one gentleman actually caught a few trout up in there. He was just fishing around the islands and drifting across the flats and picked up a couple. The biggest one he got was 19 inches, but he actually caught a few, enough for him to get excited and actually give me a fairly decent report.
Okay.
You know,
that's just not bad.
No, not bad at all. Been worse reports.
Much worse. Considering we had no reports for the last 1, 2, 3, 4...
Yeah, that's goofy.
How about the anger pier?
Some Spanish mackerel, a couple of sharks, and then they've been doing some pretty good snook fishing there at night. And they're casting just a whole variety of lures for the snook. Soft plastics, hard baits, some sugar trout, you know, kind of mixing it all up. Haven't heard of any real big snook.
Well, that time may still be coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Heading way, way up north to the Venice Jetties and Sharky's Pier.
Wow, that's a long ways north. Spanish mackerel. That's been the main thing up there. Lots and lots of Spanish from both the jetties and the pier itself. There has been a few snook up there, but I haven't gotten many reports, actually, from the jetties yet. And then they also have a couple guys up there fishing off the jetties trying to fish for sharks, actually hooked a couple of tarpon. Didn't land them, but they at least launched them.
Right?
Yeah. That's about it up there.
Did they catch any sharks?
Nope. If they did, they didn't mention it.
Okay. Now heading out into the big blue Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling the reefs and the wrecks.
Oh, let's see, 90 to 110 feet realistically for the red grouper, some okay mangs, a few lanes, and some whale sharks.
Yeah, we're not fishing for the whale sharks.
No, just sighting them. And the funny part was they saw amberjack on them, they saw a few cobia on them, and couldn't get any of them to chew, which is a little surprising. Let's see what else has been happening out there. A lot of those snapper are starting to get a little bit segregated where you're finding more mangs on one spot and lanes on another spot. So don't be surprised when you're only picking up one species per reef because that's their pre-spawn mode. There has been a few Spanish and a couple of kings spotted out there, but it gets out a little bit far for the Spanish, and the kings are just far and few between.
Right, there's not that many of them around anymore.
It's always worth, if you're going trolling, you know, if you're going from one spot to another, just troll along. You never know what you're going to pick up out there. It could be a tuna, could be a king, bonita, never know. I like trolling from one spot to the other, even though it's sometimes better to be in a hurry to get to the next spot, but I think you catch a lot more. Pelagics just...
Well, you see a lot more, too.
Absolutely, like whale sharks.
Yep.
It's always a good thing.
Plus, you get to get a better view of the bottom as you go along when you're going at a slower speed. I mean, I know that we've had areas where there was stuff underneath us that we've missed because we got in a hurry going from one spot to another.
Yeah.
And, I mean... You know how valuable it is to have spots out there that not everybody has, and that's one of the great ways to find them.
Absolutely.
You know, and slowing down just a little bit, it's amazing how much more detail you'll pick up on your bottom machine.
A whole lot more detail.
All right, we are now at the passes. We start with Punta Rasa.
Oh, let's see. Punta Rasa been some tarpon down there. The snook are starting to move into the passes down there. And Spanish mackerel kind of scattered through there too. That whole area is starting to light up with the snook. It's that time of year for them to stack in there. It's just a matter of getting around flipper.
Yeah. Dolphins are getting a little pushy.
A whole lot pushy.
Redfish pass.
Same thing.
Literally
the same thing. I think there's a few more snook in redfish than...
Copy.
But pretty much the same thing.
Paste. No redfish in redfish pass is what you're saying?
No. I haven't heard of any redfish there.
Well, then why is it called redfish pass?
I don't know.
Why didn't they call it snook pass? Captiva pass.
Captiva pass is about the same, except for there has been a few more tarpon hanging around it. You got the Spanish, the snook, the tarpon, a few sharks, but definitely more tarpon than anything else.
The sharks, are they big enough to eat the tarpon, or are they smaller ones?
They're all smaller ones. I'm sure there's a few studs in there, but I've only been hearing of the smaller guys. And a lot more guys are seeing them than they are catching them because the water's super clear throughout
gotcha.
That whole ICW.
All right, now the big pass, El Boca Grande.
Tarpon, and some really big sharks. And if you want to troll through there, they are getting enough Spanish mackerel. Just try to stay out of the wolf packs that are out there tarpon fishing. Some guy told me that a guy actually anchored out there the other day.
Yes.
Said he didn't sink his boat. He said, well, it was kind of slackish tide, so yes, he didn't. And then everyone yelled at him. I'm like, wow, he got really, really lucky. It's like, that's just terrifying. I'm surprised you don't hear about that more often with a boat getting sucked down. You know, it's just dangerous.
Yeah, it's not the safest place to do that.
No.
He was probably anchored off his stern, too.
Oh, yeah, even better.
If you want to see how fast your boat can sink, stern anchor it in the pass.
Yeah. It'd be real interesting.
Any snook hanging out here?
There's been some snook right there along the beach, but not hot and heavy, and there's even been a few over there on the Cayo Costa side. But I haven't had too many reports. It seems like the majority of people that are going to that pass are either going through it to get away from it or going out there to tarpon fish in it.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them because I, with the right person, I enjoy fishing that pass. I'm still on my edge and nerves and everything else, but with the right person, it can be pretty fun.
That's beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a unique place to be.
Absolutely.
Matt Lachey Pass.
Snook, a few Spanish mackerel through there, and a couple of bonnet heads. That's about all I've heard of over there. Hasn't been gangbusters by any stretch.
You already used that word.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been great by any stretch.
Okay.
What else, you know? I don't have any other words for today. It's the one that seems to be popping out of my head because you planted
the only one you had.
Seed. Yeah, it's the only one I've got. Sorry.
All right. How about the south half of Pine Island Sound?
Some tarpon, lots of assortment of sharks, some Spanish mackerel. Been a few trout down in there, and then there has been some snook and redfish around the mangroves and some of the little Captiva rocks area. Kind of a good mixed gamut.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And even as you get up further towards Yusepa and Cabbage Key area, they're all kind of the same. That whole area is pretty decent fishing right now.
Well, I think it's only fair that we call Yusepa and Cabbage Key the north end. So that's our next spot, is the north end of Pine Island Sound.
Well, just cut and paste then, and you'll be just fine. Because that's pretty much the same stuff going on.
Okay.
I know Captiva Rocks doesn't fit into that spot, but it's still the tarpon, some Spanish, trout, snook, a few redfish. Overall, pretty decent fishing down in there. or if you just want to go sightseeing, because this is the epic time to go down there and just drift over those flats if you got kids or people that are just interested in the outdoors. It's pretty incredible down there. And there has been quite a few spotted eagle rays being seen just about everywhere. I got to see a pair of them last week, or on Monday.
And I saw some video of eagle rays along with a whole pile of sharks.
Yeah.
Multiple species of sharks. And we're talking, like, in the video, there's no fewer than 3 or 4 sharks visible at any one time.
Really?
And that was in more in the upper harbor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good-sized sharks, or?
I mean, fair. Right. 3-4 footers.
Oh, okay. Were they cobia or were they sharks?
No, they're definitely sharks. It's clear enough that you can tell they're sharks. There were lemon sharks, there were black-tipped sharks, and there were unidentifiable sharks. Only one bull shark.
That's pretty cool.
But small lemon sharks.
Yeah.
And there's no grass in the video either. They're just cruising over sand.
Wow.
But yeah. A lot of fish.
Yeah. That's
cool to see.
Two rays we saw the other day were solid 4-5 footers. Pair of them swimming across the bar, but it was cool because one was that chocolate, light chocolate color, and the other one was black. Super neat to see that swimming next to each other, gliding around.
Moving along, we find ourselves at Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilia.
Mostly bait there, but they have been getting a few trout and a few Spanish mackerel. And most of the bait there has been hit or miss. It's either okay or nada. Been very, very strange.
All right, Burnt Store and Tupine.
Burnt Store and Tupine, mostly snook along the bushes with a few redfish. And then there's been some ladyfish and some Spanish mackerel just on the outside of the bar, along with a few sharks. Quite a few, like, smaller bulls, you know, 2 to 4, 4.5 foot.
Babies.
Babies. Smallish sharks. Enough where it might hurt.
Well, yeah, it's going to hurt. I'm not saying you should stick your finger in there.
Nope. You might remove a digit.
Yeah. But it's not going to remove a leg.
No. Only if it gets infected.
East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Pirate Harbor.
There is snook over there, but most of them on the smaller side. And then there has been a few redfish. Mostly what people have been doing is drifting the flats, picking up the occasional trout, some bonnet heads, and a few other small sharks. One guy did say he saw 2 cobia while he was running down the bar heading towards Boca. And he said both of them were pretty small. Yeah, nothing great, but wouldn't be my first pick. Not if I was fishing the shoreline. If I'm beating the bushes, it'll be over there on the west wall or bull and turtle. And it's kind of how that role reversed, because for many, many years it was always the east side was better. Now it's the west wall again.
Things change.
It does.
It's the one constant.
Yes.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
I got nothing up in there. Several guys fished it and were not excited about anything. One guy did catch a jack trolling out of the Burnt Store Meadows area, but he said it was pretty slow.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Been a few black drum, a couple of bigger snook, and actually a couple of sharks caught over there. It's kind of weird, though. You're not hearing of nearly the reports of snapper the way we used to, or jacks coming through regularly. None of that seems to be happening at all lately. Just a little odd.
Okay. The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda area.
Oh, let's see. Snook. Mostly small, but a handful of bigger ones. Especially at the mouths of the canals. Been some juvenile tarpon cooperating a little bit more, but definitely showing themselves a whole lot more. And then the black drum also have been doing fairly well. And it's all bigger black drum, like 25 plus pounds. much better fish. A whole lot of people seeing them and only a few people catching them, but seems like the people that know about black drum, they're good with catching one or two, and then they kind of just enjoy watching them after that point. I think it's pretty cool to catch one.
If you were going to try to catch those juvenile tarpon, what would you throw at them?
The small tiny terrorize and the small 2-inch storm swim baits. That's going to be my absolute main choices for hopefully catching one, or at least getting a shot at one. But it's just all about smalls.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. How about the Gilchrist Pier?
A couple of small sharks and a short cobia got off there. That same person actually put one tarpon in the air. They said they didn't even realize it was hooked until it launched, and then they saw their whole line go tight.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That happens.
Yeah. One jump, gone.
How about the Gator Creek Reef?
Spanish mackerel scattered all around it and on top of it. Guys are doing best slow trolling around it. There has been a couple of small cobia. And the snapper bite's been terrible. But they are getting some. And most of the ones that are cooperating seem to be pretty small. 8 to 10 inches.
That is terrible.
Yeah. It's pretty lousy. It's been one of the worst years out there, I think, for bottom fishing on it. Because even the sheep's head never really stacked on it the way they normally do.
No, they didn't at all.
Kind of exceptionally mediocre at best.
Mm. I'm sticking with terrible.
Okay.
How about the 20-foot holes?
Spanish mackerel, a couple of cobia, and a few sharks. And most of the sharks have been in that 3 to 4 foot range. Black tips, sharp nose, a couple of baby bulls. One, well, a lot more than one, with several pictures that were very lousy where it was unidentifiable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Can you tell me what this shark is? Well, it's definitely a shark, but it's hard to tell because he just took a belly shot of it. Or, oh, you got it contorted so much I can't really see anything on it.
How about the tarpon?
None. I mean, I'm sure there's a few out there, but nobody's said anything about them. That'll get better in another month. It's going to be sporadic at best for now.
All right, and the baitfish report.
Okay. They've been getting some white bait at marker 2 and marker 1. Some down in Boquilla. And then some better ones over there in and around Wind Creek. You know, and that's a variety of stuff. You know what was weird the other day when we were out there and we were trying to speaky up some thread fins, because they've been out there too, out in the open part of the water. There was schools of what appeared to be thread fins, the way they were dimpling and splashing as they'd turn directions. There was at least 3 schools that were all butterfish.
Interesting.
Never seen that before.
No.
I mean, he threw the sabiki into them. Butterfish, all butterfish on 6 hooks. They're out there again, all butterfish again. Got up to one of the schools, looked down. It's all big silver dollars turning and jumping and whatever. But you would have bet money they were threadies. Pelicans were pounding them the whole 9 yards, but it was 3 separate schools of butterfish. And then one of the schools was a mixture of threadfins and butterfish.
What are they doing?
I don't know. And they were a decent size. They were 4.5 to 5.5 inches.
Hmm.
I mean, some of the bigger butterfish I've seen in a while.
Okay.
Kind of cool. Weird.
What else we got going on for bait?
That's about it.
Pinfish?
Nada. We got nothing on those. Guys are stopping to sabiki up a few offshore, but I got nothing inside at all for them.
Okay. And how about the bait offshore? How's that doing?
Terrible. You're not seeing it until you get out about 15 miles, it seems. Majority of it, you know, of any size anyway. There has been some along the beach, but not very much at all. usually you're seeing threadfin schooled out there this time of year within 3 miles, but nothing. And the white bait, of course, nothing.
But we have butterfish.
I would like to see them put a season on that for a couple of years.
Ooh. You gonna make some people mad?
Yeah. It wouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, it would be terrible, honestly, for our cast net sales, but it would be really nice if they would shut it down for even a year to see how it does, see what the rebound is.
Do you think we're the primary reason for that, though?
Absolutely. I really honestly do. I don't think it's a predation thing from actual fish predators. I think we're really destroying the population of them out there. I mean, I would be willing to bet even like as high as 70%. What do you think?
I don't know. I'd have to do a little bit more analysis.
Yeah?
Just sit down with some numbers.
Okay. You have to do that. Be interesting. See what you come up with. Because nothing like it used to be. And that's not just because I'm older.
You are older.
I know.
And crankier. Don't forget crankier.
Yes. Crankier, more forgetful. Great.
How about the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes?
Bass. Bass have been the main thing, and most of them are being caught on shiners.
How about the smallmouth bass?
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Hey, I had a guy tell me he was catching both largemouth and smallmouth in the canal behind his house here in Port Charlotte.
Sure.
So.
He was catching warmouth.
No, he was catching largemouth bass, and he just was identifying some of them as smallmouth bass.
Really?
Based on the fact that they had slightly smaller mouths. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Okay.
It's just that's what he.
Hey.
That's what he was getting.
More power to him. Not gonna argue with him.
If he'd said he was catching rock bass, then yes, he was catching warmouth. Mm-hmm. But no, he was catching largemouths and smallmouths.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I guess so. No.
Not a smallmouth anywhere in the state.
No. Nope.
All right, so the bass reports are good. What are they doing?
Shiners. Shiners are the main thing. A few guys are catching them on some soft plastics, but it's really been more often than anything a shiner or shiner feed. It's amazing how many people have been trying to fish for peacocks, and they're wondering where they went because they heard about this great lake up there that has them. I keep telling them, most of them froze.
Yep. They got cold, and they died.
Like, it only got cold for a couple days. I'm like,
long enough.
You're dealing with a technically a tropical fish.
A very tropical fish. And you know, even if it only gets cold for one night, if it gets cold enough, that's enough to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go sit outside one night when it's 20 degrees without a jacket. Let's see how you do. It's only cold for one night. Now you're dead forever.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Hypothermia is real. Tarpon reports, buddy. Tarpon reports.
I mean, the majority of them are Boca Grande. I mean, that's where you're finding the best population and the best cooperative fish. And lately, in the past, basically since the moon, it's an early morning bite when it's still dark, until about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then it shuts down. And then it picks back up again in the late afternoon when that sea breeze starts to really get cranking, say 3, 4 o'clock. And they're doing really good on those. And then, of course, you got them along the intercoastal and a few along the beaches, but Boca Pass is pretty much the main place where you're going to find any real good cooperative fish. And that's always like that on that first spawn. That first spawn of the season is always brutal for anyone else fishing anywhere. I mean, when you got somebody like Danny Latham and Phil Duggar fishing in the past, that tells you that everywhere else is extremely hard to find.
Right.
Because those guys prefer to fish in a more civilized manner, so to speak.
And your bait of choice?
Crabs definitely are the number one choice, and then thread fins and squirrel fish. But squirrel fish and crabs are probably the two best for in the pass. Anywhere else, it's definitely crabs and some of the thread fins. And squirrel fish will even work up in that 6 to 8 feet of water along the intercoastal. People just don't try it very often.
Right.
It's just like a lizard fish. Lizard fish work great, but they just get upset and throw them back.
How do you think a butterfish would work?
They work, just people don't give them a long enough shot. So, and they don't stay alive very well in a live well. You think thread fins are touchy, throw a butterfish in your live well.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a lot.
Yeah,
lot
they
tougher.
Just kind of fall over dead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we pretty much covered everything. Was there anything else that you wanted to discuss? Any nuggets of wisdom that were left out? Anything that you needed to get off your chest?
Just pay attention to these sea breezes in the afternoon and some of these thunderheads that are going to build over the next several days.
Which could happen at random times. They're
yes.
predicting them mostly for the afternoons, but I think we're at the head of our rainy season, and that is notorious for being very unpredictable.
Right.
So you could have storms showing up literally any moment.
You play some very random songs.
I do pick some random ones. Yes, that's true.
Right. It's just a little weird.
Robert.
Yes, sir.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.